it's the more relaxed one of these that you get, Neil Atkinson and Clive Tilsley. Spoke to Clive on Weekender and now doing a little special to talk about his book. Not for me, Clive, but we're going to get very much into the art of commentary and we're going to talk a lot about Reg Guttridge. that might come as a minor surprise, but Reg gets a full chapter.
You need
in
to introduce Reg Guttridge to people.
I do,
really.
There'll be a lot of people who won't know. It's a very fair point, Clive, and this is a very good example of what Reg would say, which is that I need to speak to the whole audience. And what I need to say to the whole audience is that Reg was a commentator on ITV's boxing commentary, which arguably hit its high point in terms of number of viewers around the time of Nigel Benn, Chris Eubank, and so on and so forth, Friday nights and Saturday nights on ITV. And Reg...
More viewers than Match of the Day. Smashed Match of the Day.
12 million, 13 million, 14 million for Reg back then. And Reg started to give Clive what we can call unsolicited but very direct feedback. And it feeds into the book, not for me, Clive, massively. And the reason why is I think it's fed into everything you've done since.
Yeah, you should choose your mentor, really. And I didn't. he effing chose me. And which is the grandest compliment I've ever been paid. He saw something in me that he thought A was good and B wasn't right and could be an awful lot better. And he just started to get on my case. And without me asking him, he'd start phoning me after commentaries and saying, "What do you think of that last night?" "Well, I thought it was okay, Reg." "You didn't?" And then it came. And what we had here was an extraordinary man. A man who fought in the war. Not only fought in the war, but had a fucking leg blown off in the war. And spent the rest of his life making a joke about his prosthetic limb. A man who was from boxing blood. His father fought, ran a gym. Who couldn't fight himself. Not least when he only had one leg. But who became a writer about boxing with the most fantastic contacts and understanding of the sport. But then, and this was the transcension of Reg Guttridge, began to broadcast to millions and millions of people about a sport they didn't know as intimately as he knew. And he was still able to relate it to them. And the greatest sports broadcasters, in my estimation, are mainly co-commentators and pundits, but there are a chosen few who've been there, seen it, done it, been, I'd say in the book, down to the floor of the Coliseum with the Lions, where we'll never ever go, or maybe never even want to go, and can come back and tell us what it's like, how it works, how you win, why you win. And that is a skill. And in a way, Reg had a little bit of that experience to bring to us. But he had the warmth and the open-mindedness to talk to millions and millions of people. And yes, that's the lesson that I got in communication.